Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名开始做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
几个星期前 ,Lily 阿姨问我一个问题。
A few weeks ago, Sister Lily asked me a question.
她问我你是第几代的信徒呢
?She asked me, which generation of believers are you?
这个答案我很确定。
I was very certain of the answer.
我回她我是第四代。
I answer, I'm the fourth generation.
接着她问那你知道你第一代的曾祖父是怎么信主的吗
?And then she asked me, do you know how the first generation, your great grandfather, how did he believe?
我顿时醒悟。
And then I had a realization.
对啊他们是怎么来信主的呢我怎么不知道
?It's true, how come I don't know how they came to believe?
于是我决定回去问我阿嬷。
And I decided to go back and ask my grandma.
我记得从我小时候我阿嬷就有一直在跟我讲她的见证。
And I remember when I was young, my grandma always told me of his testimonies.
很感谢神对我们家人的看顾让我阿嬷有许多见证可以跟我讲。
And thank God for taking care of our families so that we have so many testimonies.
以下见证是我爸爸那边家庭如何来信主的见证。
And the following is the testimony of how my father's side's family came to believe.
我阿公阿嬷结婚前双方都已经是在神的恩典下成为基督徒。
My grandfather and grandmother, before they got married, they were already believers.
因此先从我阿公家如何开始信主的见证说起。
So I'll start by talking about how my grandpa's family came to believe.
曾祖父以前是住在台湾省云林县全家是拜拜的。
And my great-grandfather lived in Taiwan, Yunlin, and they had a traditional belief.
后来因为曾祖母生病。
And because my great-grandmother fell ill,
那他大姐姐的女儿刚好是我们真教会的信徒。
And his oldest sister's daughter was a believer of our church.
因此向曾祖父母做见证。
So they testified to my great-grandfather.
在神的恩典下也拣选了我们成为他的子女。
And under God's grace, he chose us to become his sons and daughters.
感谢神，曾祖母的病也就在神的医治下好了。
And thank God, under his grace, my great-grandmother was cured.
但是因为曾祖父他不舍得丢掉那些偶像。
But my great-grandfather was not willing to let go of the idols.
反而把那些偶像藏在家里的后院让外人看不到。
He hid those idols in the backyard.
因此也受到神的教训。
And he was disciplined.
神让他的大媳妇发疯。
God allowed his daughter-in-law to go insane.
曾祖父一直在思考是什么原因呢?
And my great-grandfather thought about how come.
在神的提醒下，因为想到偶像没有烧干净，才会发生这种事情。
And God reminded him that because they did not clear of the idols, that's why it happened.
于是曾祖父母就下定决心把偶像全部烧干净。
That's how my great-grandfather decided to burn all the idols.
奇迹的是他们大媳妇的病后来也好了。
And miraculously, his daughter-in-law was cured as well.
接着谈我阿嬷是怎么来信主的。
And I'll talk about how my grandmother came to believe.
他们是住在台湾省彰化县，全家原本也是拜拜的。
They lived in Zhanghua in Taiwan, and they also worshipped idols.
外曾祖父差不多三十岁就去世。
And my grandfather from that side died in his 30s.
外曾祖母就很担心他五个小孩之后要怎么办。
And that's why my great-grandmother was very worried about how to raise her five children.
只有她一个女儿要如何抚养这五个小孩。
As a woman, she did not know how to raise all her children.
祸不单行的是外曾祖母刚好那时候又生一场大病。
And in addition to that, she fell ill.
一切都是神美好的安排。
But this was all in God's plan.
刚好她姐姐已经是我们真教会的信徒。
Her sister was already a believer of our church.
就像外曾祖母见证要来信耶稣。
So she testified and preached to her to come to believe.
她说信耶稣就不用拜拜，也不用花钱来买那个纸钱来烧。
She told her that if you believe in Jesus, you don't have to worship idols and you don't have to buy those things to worship.
而且生病也会得到医治。
And if you're sick, you will be cured.
于是外曾祖母本存着单纯的相 单纯的相信，就带他五个小孩受洗归入主的名下。
And my great grandmother, with a simple faith, brought her all her five children to come to be baptized.
后来因为后来虽然生活困苦，但是也可以平安的将五个孩子养大。
And though their life were difficult, they still raised the children.
再来分享我阿嬷的见证。
And I'll share about my grandmother.
当时我阿嬷还住在云林的土库。
My grandmother lived in Tuku at the time.
有一天我阿嬷做异梦。
One day she had a vision.
梦到她在溪边洗衣服。
In her dream, she was doing laundry by the river.
后来二伯公就跑来跟我阿嬷说要赶快回家，末世快到了。
And my uncle told my grandma that to come home because the end is near.
要赶快回家做准备。
To go home and prepare.
回去之后就看到一个穿白衣的天使，把阿嬷跟四个小孩子都带进一个红色的天梯。
And when she went back, she saw an angel in a white robe. Brought all her four children on a red ladder.
隐约听到有火车的声音，然后慢慢的往天上升去。
And they could hear the sound of a train, and they moved up towards heaven.
之后，他看到很漂亮的房间、床还有椅子，都是用金子做的。
And she saw beautiful rooms and.The things were made of gold.
后来我阿嬷就问，这间是谁住的呢？
And my grandmother asked, whose room is it?
有人就说，那是一位云林土库教会看管教会的人要住的。
And someone said, this room is for a person who took care of the 云林 church.
他已经看管教会40到50年了。
She took care of the church for over 40 to 50 years.
那一间是属于他的。
This room belonged to her.
另外，阿嬷也看见一间用竹子做的房子。
And she also saw a room made of bamboos.
然后心里想说，如果她能住到这一间就好了。
And she thought it's nice if I can live here.
也不用住到用金子盖成的房子。
I don't need to stay in a room made of gold.
此时阿嬷就醒来了。
And that moment, my grandmother woke up.
由这个见证，我们可以明白神真的都预备好我们之后要去的天家。
And from this testimony, we can learn that God has already prepared the heavenly home that we are going to.
再来见证为什么我阿公要搬去台北。
And I'll testify about why my grandpa wanted to move to Taipei.
曾祖父生前对我阿公阿嬷非常的好。
My great-grandfather was very nice to my grandparents.
当然我阿公阿嬷也很孝顺。
Of course, my grandparents were very nice to them.
但是不知道为什么曾祖父去世之后，我阿嬷就很怕待在土库。
But for some reason, when my great-grandfather passed away, my grandma was very afraid to stay there.
因此和阿公商量之后，就决定搬到台北。
So after discussion, they decided to move to Taipei.
这个决定现在看来是好的。
And from now to look back, the decision was good.
除了让孩子有良好的教育，并且也改善了生活的品质。
Not only the children had better education, they had a better standard of living.
阿公在台北的工作是卖菜，然后阿嬷是卖衣服。
My grandpa he sold vegetables, and my grandma sold clothes.
有一次，阿嬷的朋友跟他说，三峡那边有偶像的游行，然后很热闹。
There was once a friend told my grandma that there is a marching of idols in 三峡。
估计人潮很多，生意也会很好。
And they thought there would be a big crowd and the business will be good.
于是我阿嬷就决定去那边卖衣服。
So my grandma decided to go there to sell clothes.
因为路途遥远，所以我阿嬷决定在三峡那边住三天。
Because it was far away, she decided to stay there for 3 days.
第一天因为下雨，没有什么生意。
On the first day, it was rainy day, so there is no business.
然后我阿嬷就想说，那来这么远又没有生意，那我就出去逛街一下。
So my grandma thought, I've come all this way. If there is no business, I'll just go shopping around.
结果买了一只龙，大概1到2尺长。
So she bought a dragon about 1 to 2 meters long.
当天晚上，阿嬷躺在床上就全身发抖，没有办法讲话。
And that night she laid in bed and was shaking and could not talk.
身体非常的不舒服。
She was very uncomfortable.
这时阿嬷就想到龙代表魔鬼，本来就不应该买。
And she remembered that dragon is the demon, so she was not supposed to buy it.
于是就把那只龙摔到地上。
So she broke the dragon on the ground.
并且请她的朋友打电话要阿公去三峡接她。
And she asked her friend to call my grandpa to pick her up in 三峡。
当阿公接回来一到家，阿嬷整个身体就好了。
At the moment when she came back home, she was healed.
感谢神让她体会到神的旨意。
Thank God that she experienced God's will.
第一，不要买有关龙的东西。
First, not to buy anything regarding dragons.
第二，不要在庙会及偶像多的地方做生意。
Second, do not do business in the area of the temples and idols.
接下来谈谈我爸爸他们四个小孩的见证。
And I will talk about the testimony of my father and the four children.
阿嬷说他们四个小孩子的很小的时候很难带，很常常生病。
My grandma said that her four children were very difficult to raise because they were sick a lot.
大伯父很常流鼻血。
My oldest uncle had nosebleeds all the time.
然后姑姑曾经有脑膜炎。
And my aunt has meningitis.
二伯父小时候有一次睡觉从床上摔下来。
My second uncle fell from the bed once when he was sleeping.
额头撞到木屐。
And his head, forehead, knocked on the sandals.
血一直在额头里面流不出来。
And there was internal bleeding.
带去看医生，医生说如果开刀的话可能会血流不止，所以我不敢开刀。
And the doctor said if we have surgery, then the bleeding will not stop, so they did not have surgery.
另外，二伯父在那个时间的时候有疝气。
And that my second uncle also had hernia.
这时候刚好遇到我们土库教会的灵恩会。
And that was when the spiritual convocation was happening in Tuku Church.
当然要让二伯父受洗。
So they wanted to have him baptized.
当二伯父要受洗的时候，二伯公看到溪里的水变成血。
And when he was going to be baptized, another relative saw that there was blood in the water.
洗礼完在不知不觉中，二伯父额头里面的血跟疝气也都好了。
And after baptism, the blood in the forehead and hernia were both healed.
因为主耶稣用宝血洗净我们的罪。
Because the Lord Jesus used his blood to wash away our sins.
亲自医好二伯父的病。
He personally healed my second uncle.
再次让我阿公阿嬷的信心更加坚定。
So once again, strengthen my grandparents' faith.
再来谈我爸爸。
Then I'll talk about my father.
他是1965年生。
He was born in 1965.
在1966年，也就是我爸爸正在学走路的时候。
In 1966, when my father was learning to walk.
当时整个村庄有许多孩子都得了小儿麻痹。
In his town, many children had polio.
算是一种流行的感冒一种。
It was a type of flu.
那时候并没有小儿麻痹的预防针可以打。
At the time, there was no vaccine for polio.
当然，我爸爸也被传染。
Of course, my father was infected as well.
阿嬷发现爸爸已经被传染之后，马上请阿公载他去医院。
And my grandma found out that my father was infected, so she asked my grandpa to take him to the hospital.
阿嬷则选择在家里祷告。
And my grandma chose to pray at home.
阿嬷心里想说，阿公的姐姐小孩也得了小儿麻痹，他都在地上爬，没有办法走路。
And my grandma thought about how another relative also had polio and could not walk, but just crawl on the ground.
因此，阿嬷很担心我爸爸跟他一样。
So my grandma was very worried that my father would become like that.
所以就祷告求主耶稣说，只要让我爸爸轻微的，然后可以走路就好。
And she prayed that as long as my father doesn't have a severe case and he can walk.
感谢神，爸爸真的很轻微，只有右大腿的肌肉稍微的萎缩。
And thank God that my father had a less severe case, only there's a little bit of muscle atrophy in the legs.
其他都跟一般人一样正常走路、跑步、游泳、打球等等。
And other than that, he was pretty normal. He can run, he can swim and play basketball.
这也是主的大恩典。
And it is a great blessing of God.
因为当时候只要有小孩子被传染，不是在地上爬，就是得拿拐杖。
Because at the time, if a children is infected, they will either just crawl on the ground or they have to have a walker.
由于四个小孩子小时候很难带。
Because the four children were difficult to raise.
阿嬷就祷告求神让孩子平安长大。
And my grandma prays so that the children can grow with good health.
她愿意让其中一个孩子先生当传道。
She was willing to offer one of their kids to be a pastor.
也因此四个孩子一天天平安长大。
And these kids grew up with good health.
大约在1971-1972年的一个星期一的晚上。
And on a Monday night in 1971 or 1972.
因为教会没有聚会。
Because there was no service at church.
因此全家人在家里做家庭祭坛。
And the entire family were having a family altar at home.
当读经读到撒母耳记上第二章的时候
When they read the Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 2
大伯父说我们三个兄弟当中要有一个当传道
And my oldest uncle said the three brothers one of us has to be a pastor
那是妈妈向神许的愿
Because the mother had made a vow to God
这时候阿公说不能当传道因为当传道太辛苦了
But my grandfather said you cannot be a pastor because it's too difficult
可以多做圣工就好了。
You can just do more holy work.
并且说阿嬷说的不算，孩子是两个人的。
And he said that whatever my grandmother said didn't count because children belong to both parents.
后来大伯父说不能这样子说，因为这样灾祸会临到我们。
But my oldest uncle said you cannot say that because then disaster will come.
隔天星期二，我阿公骑车出门就被小货车撞到。
And on the next day, when my grandfather rode a motorcycle out, he was hit by a truck.
星期三，阿公因为受伤不能去市场卖菜。
On Wednesday, because of the injury, he could not go into the market to sell stuff.
他也知道是因为他的不顺服，他出车祸。
He knew he had the accident because of his disobedience.
这时候，阿妈就祷告跟神说。
And then my grandma prayed to God.
如果明天我去卖衣服，所赚到的钱可以超过他原本赚的钱，再加上阿公因为受伤不能赚的钱。
If he goes into the market to sell clothes and make the money that can make up for whatever the grandfather cannot make,
那他就相信神有意思让其中一个孩子当传道。
Then she will believe that God's will is for one of her children to become a pastor.
于是隔天阿嬷赚的钱就是他原本赚的钱，加上阿公受伤不能赚的钱。
And then the next day, my grandmother made the money that enough to make up for whatever the grandfather cannot make.
因此就决定让其中一个孩子献身当传道。
So they decided to offer up one of the children to be a pastor.
就是现在我们的黄世明传道。
And it's the pastor Steve Huang.
以上是我们家族信主的经过及主耶稣对我们家的恩典。
This is the process of how our family came to believe in God's grace.
愿一切平安与福气赐福给在座每一位。
May all the peace and blessings be with everyone.
Amen.
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.So today I would like to share with everyone a testimony about the power of prayer.
今天我想要跟大家分享的是祷告的能力。
So first of all, I'm from Miami Church.
第一，我是来自迈阿密教会。
But it's not actually a church, it's more like a family service.
但是其实不像是教会，比较像是家庭聚会。
There's my family of four, and then one other family of four.
我们家有四个人，还有另一个家庭有四个人。
So that means on a good day, we will have a grand total of 8 people.
所以一个好的天的话，有总共会有八个人。
And our place of worship isn't really a church either.
我们聚会的地方也不是真正的聚会。
It's actually just the upstairs of my father's office.
只是我父亲办公室的楼上。
And for morning service, what we usually do is we just live stream Toronto service.
早上的聚会我们是看多伦多教会的直播。
And then we have lunch.
然后我们吃午餐。
And in the afternoon, we either live stream Toronto again, or we have Bible study with Orlando members.
下午我们会如果还是直播多伦多教会聚会，或者是跟奥兰多教会有查经。
So since it's an office, there's no kitchen.
因为是一个办公室，所以没有厨房。
So that means when we have to cook for lunch, we have to prepare all the food beforehand, and you have to bring it to church.
所以如果我们要准备午餐的话，我们要从一开始就先煮好，然后带去教会。
And of course, there are unfortunate circumstances with this.
当然，有时候会有不幸的事发生。
Like for instance, maybe you forget to bring utensils.
举例来说，我们有时候可能忘记带餐具。
Or maybe you forget to bring the rice.
或者是忘记带饭。
Or maybe both people forgot who was cooking, so they both brought food.
或者是两家人都不记得是谁要煮，两家都带了饭。
All of which have happened to us.
这些都发生过。
So, sometimes with this in mind, it's also hard to figure out what to cook as well.
我们如果把这个想着，有时候也是要煮饭是很困难的。
Because since we have no kitchen there, we don't really have anything to heat food up, the food has to taste relatively okay cold.
因为没有厨房，所以不能热这些饭，所以这些饭要是冷的还是可以吃的。
So sometimes I complain that we don't have fish, but my mother tells me we can't have fish for lunch because fish doesn't taste good cold.
有时候我会埋怨说我们都没吃鱼，但是我妈妈说鱼冷了就不好吃了。
So it's always a struggle deciding what to cook for lunch.
所以我们每次要决定午餐煮什么都是一个挣扎。
And one of my mother's favorite dishes is fried rice.
我妈妈最喜欢做的其中一道菜就是炒饭。
Because you make it with leftover rice and it's very easy to make.
因为是用剩饭做的，而且很简单。
So she decided in an attempt to be healthy, she decided to make it with brown rice.
她有一次想要做一点健康的，所以她用糙米来做炒饭。
Which may have been her first mistake.
这就是她犯的第一个错误。
So on Saturday morning, that's when most of the cooking happens.
我们都在星期六早上做饭。
She basically had the brown rice made last night.
她前一天晚上做了糙米。
And then on Saturday morning, she would make fried rice as usual.
她就在星期六早上做这个炒饭。
And then she did the very important task of tasting it to see how it would taste.
她就做了一个很重要的工作，就是先尝尝看。
And to her dismay, she found out that the rice was either raw, but it was just coarse and very hard to eat.
但是很不幸的是，这些饭它很生，不然就是很硬。
So since we are a white rice type of family, we don't really usually eat brown rice.
因为我们家都是平常吃白米饭，所以不常做糙米。
But any brown rice expert would know, in order for the brown rice to be soft, when you cook it, you have to soak it.
但是如果是糙米的专家，你就知道要糙米要软的话，你要先泡。
She didn't do that.
她没有这么做。
So it was a little bit too late because we don't have any more time to make another batch of fried rice.
但是因为太迟了，我们没有办法再煮一锅白饭。
So there's no time and there's no ingredients to make it over again.
没有时间也没有材料。
So she just decided to bring the rice to church.
她决定把饭就带到教会了。
And since my father at the time was not a believer,
我父亲当时还不是信徒。
He wouldn't keep the Sabbath with us.
他不跟我们一起守安息日。
And what he would usually do on Saturdays is just take a portion of the lunch for Sabbath.
他通常会做的就是安息日的午餐，他会先拿一部分。
And pack it in some Tupperware.
用一些东西打包。
And that would be his lunch for the day while he went to work.
他就会在那天工作，那就是他的午餐。
So that day, my mother didn't say anything about the fried rice, and my dad packed it and took it.
当天我母亲没有说对这个炒饭有说任何事，然后我父亲就打包了。
So we had brought the inedible fried rice to church.
我们带了这个不能吃的炒饭到教会。
And we had morning service as usual.
我们就跟平常一样有了早上的聚会。
And like any other church, after morning service, we get together in the dining room and we say grace.
跟其他教会一样，我们早上聚会完就到餐厅去谢饭。
And my mother really prayed with all her heart that somehow lunch would be okay.
我母亲用全心祷告，希望这个午餐是可以吃的。
And we said grace.
我们就谢饭了。
And we decided to eat.
我们决定开始吃。
And afterwards, my mother was very prepared for the consequences of her fried rice.
之后，我母亲已经准备好接受这个炒饭的后果。
But actually, nothing happened.
但是没有事情发生。
No one said anything.
没人说了任何话。
No one complained.
没人埋怨。
And in fact, when we ate it, we actually finished the fried rice.
事实上我们还把炒饭给吃完了。
And my mother would always say, that's how you know lunch is good, when there's no leftovers to bring home.
我母亲都会说，如果没有剩饭的话，你就知道午餐是好吃的。
So when my mother was eating the fried rice,
当我母亲在吃这个炒饭的时候，
she found that it was not coarse, and in fact, it was pretty tasty.
她发现这个不会生，而且蛮好吃的。
And everyone else, to everyone else, it tasted perfectly fine, if not tastier than the normal fried rice.
其他人也觉得吃的没有问题，而且有可能更好吃。
So my mom didn't really think too much about it, but she just thanked God in her head.
我妈妈也没有多想，她只是在心里感谢神。
She just thought it was kind of strange, and maybe the rice was not that bad after all in the first place.
她觉得有点奇怪，可能这个饭一开始也没有那么糟。
But later, something funny happened.
但是后来好笑的事情发生了。
So in the evening, my father went up to my mother.
晚上我父亲就来跟我母亲讲。
And the first thing my father said to her was, "Your fried rice tastes really bad."
他做的第一件事就是你的炒饭很难吃。
It's really coarse. I don't like brown rice, and it tasted terrible.
很深，然后我不喜欢糙米，然后很难吃。
So my mother laughed within her head because she knew exactly what had happened.
我母亲在心里就笑，因为她知道发生了什么事。
Because my father is not a believer, he never says grace before he eats.
因为我父亲不是信徒，他在吃饭前不会谢饭。
So.With that, it was truly miraculous.
这是一个很神迹的事。
Because she could immediately tell the difference of with prayer and without prayer, with God and without God.
因为她可以立刻分辨有神没有神，有祷告没有祷告的分别。
And with prayer, it made a significant difference.
有祷告的话，就有很大的明显的差别。
So it's impossible to say that the fried rice was fine in the first place.
所以不可能说炒饭本来就是好的。
Because my father's terrible fried rice is proof.
因为我父亲吃的不好吃的炒饭就是证据。
Because all the fried rice was cooked in the same exact way.
因为所有的炒饭都是用同样方式做的。
And no one really did anything to it. It's just fried rice.
也没有人多做什么事，就是炒饭而已。
The only difference is that we said grace and my father didn't.
唯一的差别就是我们谢饭了，我父亲没有。
And because of that, we could definitely tell that it was because of God and some sort of miracle that he performed that the rice that day was totally fine.
因为这样我们可以知道饭是好的是因为神所做的工。
And in fact, I wouldn't have known about this testimony until my mother told me.
而且我也不会知道这个见证直到我妈妈跟我说以后。
Because the fried rice tasted totally normal.
因为炒饭吃起来很正常。
So there is no question or doubt that the rice was indeed coarse and hard before.
所以糙米它本身很硬很深，这是没有问题的。
And it is undoubtable that afterward the rice tasted absolutely fine.
而且后来吃的是好的，这也是没有不用去质疑的。
So there's a couple of lessons that we can learn from this.
所以其中我们可以学到几堂课。
That God truly provides for us in our time of need.
神会真正的提供我们在我们需要的时候。
Because for lunch we don't really have any backup plan.
因为我们当时的午餐没有后备的方案。
There's no kitchen, no takeout, no anything.
没有厨房，没有外带。
If there was coarse brown rice, then probably we'd just all fast.
如果糙米很难吃，我们可能就禁食了。
But that didn't happen. Instead, when we said grace, God had mercy on us, and he somehow changed the rice.
但是不是这样，因为我们祷告以后，神就怜悯我们，然后改变了这个饭。
Next, this also teaches us that we shouldn't undermine the power of prayer or the power of grace.
这也教导我们不该低估谢饭和祷告的能力。
No matter how small or no matter how short the prayer is,If you pray with your heart, then God will listen and God will do something.
不管是多小多短的祷告，如果你是用心祷告，神就会听。
So the next time, if you are assigned to say grace,
所以下一次如果你是被安排谢饭的，
just know that the fate of lunch could lie in your hands.
你要知道午餐的命运就在你手中。
That you, through the grace of God, and through the grace that you say,
透过神的恩典，还有透过你所说的谢饭，
you too could help make lunch taste better.
你可以帮助让午餐更好吃。
So through the power of grace, the power of prayer, and the power of God can really make a difference in our lives.
神的能力，神的恩典可以在我们生命中做改变。
And I really thank God for showing us His grace in what seems to be a little way can really make a big difference.
而我也感谢神，让在这种小事的改变上，让我们看到他的能力。
So I really thank God for giving me this opportunity to testify.
也感谢神给我这个机会来做见证。
So that everyone can know a little bit more about how God helps us every day.
让大家也可以知道神在每天中如何帮助我们。
So may all the glory and the honor be unto God's holy name.
愿一切荣耀尊贵归于神的名。
没有想到两位见证，我们还有25分钟。好，我们很感谢神哈。或许呢，他们我们今天有两位学生来见证哈，那也许他们还很年轻，没有很多的人生的经历。
And thank God that we have two students testify for us today. Maybe they're young and did not have many life experiences.
但是他们来。由这些亲人的见证呢，可以成为他们信仰的基础。
But by these testimonies of their families, it can be the foundation of their faith.
所以我们下一代好，还有我们上一代，应该如果我们有很多的见证，也应该让我们下一代的孩子知道。
So the older generation, we need to let our children know our testimonies.
那我先来讲这个Vicky 哈谢一凡的见证哈，因为其实那个 Joanna 哈黄敏她是我的子女，所以她讲见证，也许我比她知道的更多。
So I will discuss Sister Vicky's testimony first, and Sister Joanna is actually my niece, so I probably know about her testimony more than she does.
那我们可以哈，虽然说Vicky 她所讲的见证很短哈，可是她的见证哈让我们印象深刻。
Even though Vicky's testimony was short, it can make us remember.
虽然说他们的教会很小，然后每次也许每次吃的午餐也是都是冷饭，因为他们没有厨房，也可能也不太能够加热。
Even though their church is small and their lunch is cold because they did not have kitchen to heat their food up.
但是呢，也没有影响他们的信仰哈，他们就是每一次去，然后吃这些冷饭哈，还是很感谢神哈，就是这个热心还是在。
It did not change their faith. They were still very fervent and go to church every week to eat this cold lunch.
尤其真的，他妈妈借由他妈妈的祷告，哈，这个饭哈变成很好吃的饭，然后爸爸的饭一样的饭却是很难吃，哈，这是真的是经过祷告不一样的这个饭食。
And through her mother's prayer, their lunch became tasty, and her father's lunch was terrible, and it shows the power of prayer.
那让我想到他上次也有见证他妈妈怎么样来信的经过，然后他也是很把这些详细的这个 detail 哈都能够讲出来哈，这个真的是很好。
And it reminded me of how she testified last time of how her mother came to believe, and she testified in detail.
嗯哼，那我再来讲一下Joanna 的见证哈。
And I will discuss Joanna's testimony.
那我比她更了解哈。我记得，她讲的一个就是带领我们这个家庭来信的这位大姑姑。
And I know her testimony better than she does. And I know the aunt that brought introduced the church.
那刚好我也有机会呢，跟他在一起听他的见证。
And I had the opportunity to be with her to listen to her testimony.
他来信呢是这个大姑姑她来信的时候呢，是因为我这个姑丈呢，他是在糖厂上班。
This aunt came to believe because her husband worked in a sugar factory.
但是不晓得为什么有一天他在路上呢就捡到一个包袱。
And for some reason, he picked up a package on the way home.
那他这个包袱回家呢？他没有打开，是我这个大姑这个姑姑打开来，堂姑哈。
He didn't open the package, but his wife did.
那他打开的时候呢，是一个稻草人。
And when he opened it, it was a
straw man, something straw
scarecrow.
也不是 skeleton， 就是一个稻草人。我不知道为什么乡下就是有这个稻草人，然后插了一些针在上面。
It was a scarecrow with some needles.
结果呢，他打开以后呢，就生病了。
And when he opened it, he became sick.
而且他生病到已经就是都没有办法医好。
He was so sick to the point that there was no treatment.
那当时候呢，就已经到了，就是说，连我祖母都知道，就是说，他已经穿上白衣，已经棺材都准备好了，就是他整个人都已经硬掉了。
And it came to the point that my grandma even prepared for the funeral.
为他了哈。
And for him.
For her, 好。然后呢，他那个就是也都穿好白衣，就要放到棺材。
And they were in white robes and ready to put her in the coffin.
但是呢，就是听到这个，我就没有问得很详细。但是就是有人给他报道，就是没得医的时候，就是有人传道理给他听。
And someone came to preach to her.
然后呢，他就是教会的人为他祷告。
And the people at church pray for her.
他竟然活过来了。
And she came to life.
那所以呢，这件事情对我祖母的这个印象很深刻。
And it made an impression for my grandma.
那所以呢，我们全家就是因为这样子来就是也由于他的带领来信。
And by her guidance, we came to believe.
那在提到我妈妈的见证哈，她有提到就是她在这个晚上的时候做异梦。
And about my mother's testimony, she mentioned that she had a vision in her dream.
那她做异梦的时候呢，就是她有讲到就是我的婶婆，她就来。就是他做异梦的时候，事实上那个场景就是他在河边洗衣服，然后有人跟他说：“哦，天国来到了，这样子。”
And in her dream, she was doing laundry by the river, and someone said, "The heavens at hand."
那真的是好像天使哈。他说那个天梯呢，就是这样子，隆隆隆隆隆的，然后整个就是红色的地毯。以前哪有地毯啊？但是。他现在想起来，就是那个红色的地毯就这样隆隆隆的下来，然后带着我们要去这个天国。
And she saw the heavenly ladder and the red carpet descending and to bring us to heaven.
那当然他，有少讲了一个细节，那就是呢，当时候呢，我妈妈也提到，就是我爸当时候这个家里都有准备一个箱子，那个箱子呢，就是你所有的贵重东西都在那个木箱子里面。
And there's a one detail that she missed. At the time, my father had a box where all the precious things of the house is.
那所以当要这个就是天国就要升上去的时候呢，我爸爸呢，他说啊，等一下，我忘了我的箱子，所以他赶快回去拿他那个箱子。
When they were going to the heavenly kingdom, my father said, "Wait, let me go back to get that box."
那所以呢，他就急着差一点拿那个箱子呢，就差一点没有坐上这个天梯。
And he almost missed the heavenly ladder because he went back to get the box.
那真的也是现实的生活也是这样子，就是。我妈妈生的是比较有信心哈，那爸爸呢也是后来居上。
And it's true in real life as well. My mother had a better faith than my father.
那这个他刚刚又讲到哈，到天国的时候呢，他有提到就是我妈妈有看到哈，天国的很漂亮很漂亮，然后他所看到神给他一个特别的印象，就是说。他告诉我说，有一个故教会的这个姐妹呢，她住的这个，她做的圣工很多，然后她的先生很早就过世，她是在土库教会看管会堂的一个姐妹。
And she also mentioned that in heaven she saw this grand house for this sister who took care of the church, and her husband passed away at a young age.
那她在教会做很多圣工，那她看到的就是说那个姐妹所神给他的住的天国的房间是特别的漂亮。
And she did a lot of holy work, and God allowed her to see that the room that God has prepared was very beautiful.
那当然就是说，我妈妈心里就想说，哦，我只要有一个小小的就可以。
And my mother thought that as long as she can get a small room.
但那但是呢，我记得他有跟我说，天使跟他说，其实你的，他觉得那个时候因为他那时候为了我弟弟的病，他看异象的时候是因为他刚刚敏敏的爸爸他得小儿麻痹，那他在那个礼拜我记得他跟我说他禁食祷告，所以那时候他觉得他的信心非常的强。
And at the time she was fasting for Joanna's father for his polio, and she felt that she had a great faith.
那就在那个时候，她看到异象，而且得到圣灵。
And that's when she saw the vision and received Holy Spirit.
那个时候，她也是觉得她的信心最强的时候。
And that's when she felt that her faith was at a strong point.
但是我记得她跟我说，神告诉她，她的信心怎么只有一点点。
But I remember God told her that how come she had little faith.
好，所以就是让他觉得说，他必须要来追求。
So she felt that she needed to pursue.
那当然，他也有讲到，就是我们家四个孩子哈，就是怎么样？我妈妈为什么要来就是讲到我爸爸生病，然后我们家有一位这个许愿的事情。
And she also talked about the four children in my family and how my father.Became sick, and my mother made a vow.
那当然就是说，有我爸爸这个车祸的事情，然后到就是还有一个见证，就是我妈妈呢，她在我差不多二十岁的时候，她有骨刺。
And also the accident. And when my mother was in her twenties, she had a,
my twenties 在我差不多二十岁的时候。那我印象很深刻。
And she, my mother had a bone spur, and I remember it very clearly.
她都是骨刺，但是她做生意，那她常常就是没有办法行动，然后很痛苦。
And because of her bone spur, she had difficulty moving around and conducting business.
那我们总是为她祷告。
And we always pray for her.
但是呢，也不知道为什么，好像中医也看了，西医也看了，就是没有比较好。
And for some reason, we went to Western and Eastern medicine. No one can heal her.
那刚好呢，就是我哥哥那时候在当兵，大概我二十岁的时候，那我哥哥那时候正在当兵。
And I was 20 at the time, and my brother was serving in the military.
那他已经快要回来了。
He was almost done with his duty.
那我印象很深刻，我妈妈她告诉我说，我现在我的骨刺好了。
I remember clearly that my mother said my bone spur was.
我说怎么可能呢？不是你前两天还很痛苦吗
？I said, how is that possible? You were in pain just 2 days ago.
他说因为你哥哥打个电话来。
She said because your brother called.
他说我要当传道。
He said he will be a pastor.
但是呢 ，maybe 我不是在台湾当传道，因为台湾太多传道，他要去美国。
But maybe not in Taiwan. There are too many pastors in Taiwan. He wanted to come to the United States.
结果呢，很奇妙的，我妈妈听到这个消息以后，隔一天，那个骨刺好像她说就好像一公跟她慢起来，就是说好像就是这么样给就给他拿掉了这个骨刺的这个痛苦就把它拿掉了。
And miraculously, my mother said after the call, it's as if someone just took away the bone spur.
那就是隔一天，所以她觉得就是这个就是神的意思。
And she thought that this was the will of God.
当然，我觉得说我们家神给我们的恩典很多。
And I know that God has a lot of grace for my family.
那我祖母他们来信的时候呢，我也想到一个见证，就是我们家其实是那个村庄里面是第一头一个来信的一个种子。
And I remember that when my grandma came to believe that their family was the first seed in their town.
那我记得有一次我也问我祖母见证哦，那她告诉我说，那个时候呢，大拜拜就是整个村庄大拜拜，就是很多，所以他们很讨厌我们这个信哈利路亚的教会。
And I talked to her before, and she said they had a lot of idol worshiping, and the town hated the family that believe in Hallelujah.
他们只知道我们这个哈利路亚，可是他们讲不清楚，然后他们就讽刺我们是马拉利亚的教会。
They only knew Hallelujah, but they could not understand, so they mocked us.
他讲这个马拉利亚是疟疾的一种，好像是日本话。
Malaria was a disease.
好，那个那所以呢，我记得我祖母说，那个时候呢，我六叔是六年级，五六年级小学。
And my sixth uncle was in sixth grade.
那他那个时候村庄呢有很多男生跟他一起玩。
And the town many boys played with him.
他就说你要拿香，你一定要拿香。
They told him you have to hold this incense.
然后他不要。
He didn't want to.
然后他们呢就把他几个男生，就是有一个姓蔡的一个家庭，他们家有好几个男生，就把他抓着。
And there was a Thai's family, and they grabbed him.
然后呢，就从他这个后脚腕就把他踢下去。
They kicked him in his ankle.
然后呢，就让他跪下来。
And they made him kneel down.
然后就拿香给他。
They gave him the incense.
但是很奇怪的就是说，那个家庭结果呢，就不知道为什么他的祖母就生病了。
And strangely, we didn't know why their grandma fell ill.
那结果他知道我们是怎么来信的。
And they found out how we came to believe.
然后他们呢，那家的人竟然就来拜托我们，就是说，哦，因为他的祖母生病，好像也非常严重，然后就来求我们说怎么样来信耶稣。
And their family came to beg us and asked us how to believe in Jesus.
那后来也因为这个教会的祷告，然后就让他们信，就是也来相信耶稣。
And because of the prayer of the church, that family also came to believe.
那我记得我们那个村庄后来陆陆续续有三再来有至少有四户来信。
I remember in our village, at least four families came to believe.
那而且这个姓蔡的这个家庭呢，后来呢，他们也有出了一个传道。
And the Thai family also had a pastor.
我不知道有没有听过，就是蔡明玉传道。
Is Pastor 蔡明玉？
啊哈，那所以呢，我是觉得真的是神给我们这个家庭呢很多很多的恩典。
So I truly feel that God has given our family a lot of blessings.
我们可以借由这些见证呢，让我们来再一次让我再回想神的恩典。
And through these testimonies, we can once again reflect on His grace.
能够来感谢赞美他。
To give thanks and praise Him.
但最重要的是说，其实，在我们这个大家庭里面呢，能够在保守在神的家里的呢，其实也不是很多。
But most importantly, in our big family, those who can stay in the church, there are not a lot.
所以呢，其实重要的神给我们的恩典是带领我们来认识他。
The important thing is that God led us to know Him.
但是最重要的是我们要懂得来保守神的恩典，然后有圣灵用圣灵的力量来保守这个恩典。
But more importantly, we have to keep this grace by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们不能来保守这个恩典的话，我们真的是比不信的更可怜。
If we cannot keep this grace, we are even in a more sad situation than those who do not believe.
那我们先来看一节，就是提摩太后书一章十四节。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14.
提摩太后书一章十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 14。
一章十四节哈，从前交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着。
That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
所以我。在我这个看了很多我上一代的人的信仰，我觉得最重要是说，我们不只要相信，我们要把这个道理实行出来，而且把这个道理传下去，传到我们的后代。
From the faith of our previous generation, I learned that not only we need to believe, but we also have to live according to the truth and pass it on to the next generation.
那我们再看一节哈，这个耶伯记二十二章二十一节、二十二节。
And let's also look at Job.
二十二章。二十二章。
Chapter 22.
二十一节、二十二节。
Verse 21 and 22.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。第二十二节，
22.
你当领受他口中的教训，将他的言语存在心里。
Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart.
所以事实上听我们能够得到这个神的福气，那我们最重要的呢，就是我们要把他的道理存在我们心里，然后在我们的生活实施出来。
And the important thing for us to receive His blessing is to learn His words and keep in our hearts.
那我们看到刚刚的两位年轻的姐妹呢，她很感谢神，她们能够去把她们的这个去问她们家里好怎么样的这个信仰，然后还有就是像 Vicky， 她了解她妈妈的见证，那这个见证呢，也可以深植在她们的心中，然后以后。作为他们的帮助。
And we thank God that from these two young sisters, they can ask about their family's faith. And for Vicky, she can know about her mother's faith, and it will become her help in the future.
那我们很感谢神今天带领这两位姐妹来给我们做见证。
And we thank God for guiding these two young sisters to testify.
那我们也希望呢，就是。在座的弟兄姐妹呢，也不要忘记把你的恩典呢，也要诉说给你的下一代知道。
And I hope that the brothers and sisters here can also tell of our great God's grace for us to our next generation.
好，那我们这一节的这个见证到这里。
And this concludes our testimony session.
我们要休息到三点哈。好，那我们请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.